In 2019, a multi-state, multi-million dollar study launched to lower overdose deaths around the Ohio Valley. Then the coronavirus arrived, and overdose fatalities surged. But addiction researchers are renewing their efforts. In the final of a series of reports, Corinne Boyer looks at how the pandemic has changed addiction treatment.
Since last summer, the Madison County Health Department in Kentucky has provided the overdose reversal drug Narcan and training to anyone interested in learning how to use it. Two health workers operate a van that serves Richmond. Laura Nagel is a risk reduction specialist with the health department and says the University of Kentucky has helped with its outreach.
The mobile unit is a part of Madison County's harm reduction team, but UK provides the Narcan. So we actually couldn't do this outreach if it weren't for the Healing Communities Project.
The Healing Communities research involves communities in Kentucky, Ohio, Massachusetts, and New York. With $350 million behind it, it's the country's largest examination of substance abuse. The COVID-19 pandemic has complicated that work and other efforts to treat opioid use disorder and reduce overdose deaths. But the pandemic has also prompted new approaches to tackle the addiction crisis. Here's an example. When someone decides to get medication to assist their treatment for opioid addiction, the first step usually involves a visit to a doctor's office. That in-person evaluation is required to receive medication like buprenorphine, used to treat opioid use disorder. Addiction medicine doctor Kelly Clark says that process has changed during the pandemic.
So now if you're looking for treatment, which the core piece of opioid addiction treatment is medicine, you can call, do audiovisual, and start medication with buprenorphine using telemedicine.
Sharon Walsh is a professor of behavioral science and the principal investigator of the Healing Community Study at UK. The study's goal is to reduce opioid overdose deaths by 40%. Walsh says the pandemic prompted the release of naloxone much sooner than planned.
Trying to make sure we could get naloxone into people's hands who were leaving jails, who were coming to syringe service programs, who were coming to treatment programs so that they would have that life-saving medication.
The study brought the university the largest grant in its history, $87 million. Addiction treatments vary between communities participating in the study. Walsh says the funding allows researchers to look at what communities have and what they need.
We're deploying some staff from our partner agencies into some of our community agencies. We are installing kiosks in pharmacies for drug disposal. We have counties that don't have any drug disposal units.
The Ohio State University received nearly $66 million to lead Ohio's Healing Community Study. Dr. Rebecca Jackson, the study's principal investigator, says the study also looks at rural and urban communities to see what strategies are the most effective in different settings.
How do we really promote health equity for all? How do we make sure that as we institute interventions, ways to reduce disease, that we bring everybody along and that we don't have things that might work for the majority, but might put some groups at even a greater differential.
Things like naloxone, telemedicine, and drug disposal boxes aren't new ideas. What is new is the increased scale of efforts and the careful focus on what really works at the local level. Data from these combinations of practices will ultimately show Healing Community Study researchers what's successful. That will allow communities to design programs tailored for them. At a time when the country, and especially the Ohio Valley, are suffering from record numbers of overdose deaths, those treatment options will be crucial throughout the pandemic. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.
This is the final story of three stories that look at the addiction crisis during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.